a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It's our first episode. It's me, JB Gilpin, your editor, with two of Razzball's finest. We got Slim and Pete Nice with me. How you guys doing this morning?
We got the
good. Awfully tired.
We got the intravenous coffee hookup going on here.
Yeah, if you hadn't followed, I've mentioned it a couple times in comments. I actually go to sleep around an hour. These guys got up early to do the podcast. We're all over the schedules, so it's definitely different energy levels for us all. But it was a fun last night. Before we get into the draft, a couple NBA notes I wanted to run by you guys. First, we'll start with one of my favorite Photoshop creations, the Fournier-year-old virgin. Getting traded to Orlando. What do you guys think?
Slim?
Well, with Peyton in there, I guess that means Oladipo's moving to shooting guard. Kind of gets rid of the minutes, but yeah, I like it. Could be a horse.
We both liked Fournier when given a shot last year. I don't know. It looks like he's going to be off the bench. It just kind of depends on how they filter in Peyton there, which we'll get into in the draft. But
yeah, I feel like he gets lost there. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that's kind of an anticlimactic start to our news and notes, but a Flalo to Denver. He'll start at wing there. Any interest fantasy-wise there for boy AA?
I love that. I think he's going to fill it up, man.
I don't know. I used to love a Flalo there on the Nuggets as kind of like a underrated steals guy, but I don't know. He's been so boring, just a scoring and nothing lately.
Yeah, the steals are down about one a game now, right?
Yeah.
About 30 years old. Yeah, I don't know.
We could see Denver going back to the 140 points per game clip.
Bring George Karl back. Bring back
Dan Nissel. Bring back Kiki Vandeweghe.
Bring back Alex English. Oh, that's too far. Oh, wow. A Flalo actually only averaged 0.5 steals last year. He's never really. Ooh. I thought he was a more of a steals guy and defender guy. I guess he just never really racked the steals up. All right, real quick, Omer Asik, however you want to say it, gets traded to the Pelicans. Not really that interested. I know some people love a Jinsa, but just kidding, Slim. Knicks, Mavs, Tyson Chandler, and Felton for get shipped over to Dallas. And New York picks up Calderon, Dalembert, Ellington, and Larkin. That's just a whole bunch of blah to me. I do want to note that I think Calderon can get the assists back at the expense of a couple threes. So I think he could be kind of a late-round assist guy, even if the Knicks blow.
You got to have somebody there to pass to. So Carmelo's gone.
That's true. Yeah, all depends on Carmelo. Yeah.
It's going to be like that scene in Space Jam where Patrick Ewing shoots it over the backboard and just hits someone with popcorn. That's Calderon trying to dish the ball to someone. Last thing I wanted to mention, since this is a basketball podcast, we're kind of obligated to talk about LeBron. I just wanted to mention this because, Slim, I know if you have the number two's pick, you're taking the brow. You're taking Anthony Davis. But
yeah, I want those blocks.
But for you, Pete, like, or I guess for either of you, like, how much fantasy impact does it really have where LeBron goes and who goes with him?
I don't think that it has an impact. I mean, I think he's probably going to do the same thing, you know, if he goes with, I mean, it all depends if he go. It's not where he goes; it's who he goes with. Mm-hmm. You know, if he does another one of those Heat things, you're going to get the same as last year. If he goes to Cleveland, you know, you're going to see the points shoot right up there. But
what if LeBron and Melo go to the same team and that actually works? I mean, that's that's kind of worrisome fantasy wise, at least to me.
Well, let me tell you, man, I'm not going anywhere near LeBron next year, because I traded my whole team for him last year just for poops and giggles, and that didn't work out too well. So.
Didn't have too many poops, and you only had a few giggles. So
yeah, a lot of poops. Yeah.
Need to take some stool softener after that one. So for next year, you're looking at pick two, Pete. You're taking who? Are you taking after Durant?
Probably the Brow.
And then would you take Love over LeBron, given Love goes to a decent enough situation?
I don't know if you can do that. What do you think, Slim?
No, I don't think so. Not enough. I like what he does, but no block shots. The steals aren't good enough. Not number three.
Yeah. So it sounds...
Couldn't take him over LeBron.
Yeah, so it sounds like you guys are both Durant, Brow, LeBron. It kind of depends on LeBron for me. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I don't feel great either way, but that's how I had it in my way too early rankings that were out in May, so that's way outdated. All right, so let's hop into the draft. Overall thoughts. What'd you guys think of the draft last night?
Glad Wiggins went number one.
Yeah, I'm not, too. But moving on.
Just to throw our hearts on the sleeves, we've got a Heat fan with Slim, Sixers fan with Pete, and then I guess I am a Hornets fan. I used to be a diehard Hornets fan when I was growing up. Then they moved, and then I got disillusioned with the NBA, and then fantasy kind of come and brought me back. So I'm excited they're the Hornets again. I think they'll be my team, but I'm not exactly like a diehard fan or anything. So, but yeah, those are our teams of choice. I guess, Pete, you have a lot more vested in this draft. What's your overall 76ers grade?
I think it's hard to say. I mean, I think, going in, Sam Hinkie is this, nobody really knows anything about him. He doesn't talk. They envision him as like Dick Cheney in the bunker, the only thing I predicted that I would predict, and that did come true, was that Sixers fans would have a face of like some little kid that just like had to take some real nasty medicine, Like, we are going to be disappointed at the end of the night, but ultimately it's going to be good for you. So, once Wiggins is off the board, Hinkie went into Hinkie mode, just started piling up assets. He doesn't shop at the grocery store. He shops at BJ's and just, stocks up on all the things, but he won't buy you the pallet of Lucky Charms. He'll buy you, the pallet of,
Let's hope Dario Saric or whatever has a two-year shelf life there at BJ's. But, yeah, I hear what you mean.
I think it's all about future assets. It's all about, there's a little bit of tankage going on next year. But I don't know, man. I think, you could see little visions of Duncan Robinson with Embiid and Nerlens there.
That's a true 76ers fan with optimist glasses,
right? In Hinkie we trust, that's what I'm
gonna
say.
Slim, what did you think about last night overall?
Well, I kept waiting for the trades to happen that never happened. That was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, me too. I thought there were going to be more fireworks.
I guess everybody must have been pretty happy with who they got, though.
Yeah, that's true. No one seems to want to budge on guys they drafted. I tweeted before the draft over under big name trades, and I put it at 4, and it turns out it was a 0, more or less.
To go back to your point from before, I mean, you brought up LeBron. I really think that LeBron is holding everybody hostage here, because nobody wants to invest in big assets. They all want to keep their money down. So, on July 1st is when... you could actually see picks move then. I mean, you could see, I don't know if that's possible, but I think everybody's just kind of waiting for that shoe to drop before they make any big deals.
That's true. The one of the best NBA draft classes at the same time as one of the best NBA free agent markets. It's quite a shakeup. So let's go through the draft real quick. Maybe we won't hit on every first round pick, but we'll hit on most of them here. Wiggins, number one, that's who I thought he was going. Do you guys think he's going to be the number one fantasy rookie taken in standard redraft leagues next year?
Probably not, but I think he probably should be. I think he's going to play more minutes than Parker. Parker's got really? Some competition over there. Well, Antetokounmpo, is he really going to be a shooting guard?
That's true.
Tencent is Tencent the center or power forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough between those two. I actually think Parker's going to play more minutes, and I think they ship off Ilyasova because Ilyasova was awful last year and can't play defense.
Talking about Larry Drew here. So
yeah. Larry Drew's going to bench Jabari Parker for a stretch of 10 games. Everyone's going to have another fire Larry Drew sight. Our 2014-15 Razzies will be swept by Bucks again. And Larry Sanders will break another arm in a bar fight.
I agree, though. I think Parker is going to play more. It's hard to say who will get drafted more, but I do think Parker is the safer fantasy bet, sure.
All right, so do you guys agree that it's those two are pretty much, if you had to do rookie tiers, it's Parker and Wiggins, and then fantasy value, it's kind of. I don't want to say evens out, but kind of drops after those two. Do you guys agree with that?
I love Marcus Smart, the starting job.
Well, I do too, but I think he'll be drafted a few rounds later than those guys.
Well, remember City glamour franchise factor. I mean, you always see guys who are more owned in leagues because of the teams that they're on. So if you combine that with Smart and Randall, I think those guys are going to be big time owned.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think so too. So I just wanted to bring those two guys up because these are the only two I've kind of like weighed with my ranks that I put out in May, the way too early ranks. So this might sound crazy. I'm not saying it, but where do you think Batum ranks with Parker and Wiggins? You're taking Batum way ahead of those guys, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going down to some more small forwards here. Thaddeus Young, where are you putting Young with those two?
I'd take Young ahead of them.
What about Rudy Gay?
Yeah,
but you're thinking about
it. Yeah, Gay in Sacramento, and he picked up his option, right? So he's staying. Yeah. I would take Gay over all those.
If Chandler Parsons stays in Houston, Chandler versus those guys.
Not close.
Still sticking with
Parsons Chandler. Is top 25.
Yeah.
Those guys aren't top 25.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're keeping them. They'll be top 50-ish for Wiggins and Parker.
Yeah, right at 50 to 60 something.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just I was interested in what you thought, because I have a feeling that some leagues are going to take Wiggins and Parker, and people are going to be all in on the hype and take them in like the fourth round or something.
Yeah. Oh, were you talking about those guys? Yeah, people will be nuts for them. I thought you were talking about Smart and Randall.
No. I was talking about Wiggins and Parker.
Yeah, but I still agree with all your
I think it'll be tough for the more astute, not astute, that's the wrong word, but people that have been playing fantasy longer. It's going to be tough to take a smart pick with those guys because, people are just going to reach for them like crazy. But, all right, let's move on from those. Embiid to Pete Nice's 76ers. What'd you think?
I think that's the next move after no Wiggins. I mean, I there's things you could have done. You could have taken Gordon. You could have taken Exum, but they don't want to win next year. I hate to say that, but they really don't want to. I heard a conspiracy theory that they have new uniforms coming out after next year, and that's the year that they want to like make the big marketing push. And I think they're building assets, man. I think Embiid, they're just rolling the dice. I mean, everybody said, you can't pass up on this guy. Got the dream state, baby.
What'd you say, Slim?
Yeah, I think it was the right pick. I mean, compared to Gordon and Exum and Smart, the upside is too high to pass up.
I agree too. I think it was kind of. I mean, I'm worried about the injury stuff, but I think the Sixers kind of had to take them there. Moving on to this one hurt. I was so hoping Aaron Gordon would fall to the Hornets, but I knew a few days ago it wasn't going to happen because he was getting a lot of buzz. I thought this kind of felt not like a reach, but I thought Exum was going to the Magic. You know, Gordon was, you know, a high prospect. I don't think anyone saw him going four until just a few days ago. They've got a lot of wing guys there for depth. What do you see Gordon doing this year, his rookie season?
I don't know. Still pretty raw.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's really in a competition with Tobias Harris, he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too. And I mentioned it in the post that I wrote overnight here, that's up right now. That it kind of reminds me of he's going to be a wing Victor Oladipo, in that they're going to play him. He'll start a few games, then he'll come off the bench and play 10 minutes for here and there. He'll show some huge upside and have a couple rainbow lines, and then he'll be really annoying to own. And I think he'll even be less than what Victor Oladipo showed last year. So I really like him. I think he's going to be a fun-to-watch guy, but I couldn't see drafting him.
I'd rather have Randall in real life, and I don't know, man. I kind of – maybe even fantasy.
Yeah, those two were close. I want to mention Aaron Gordon shot 42% at the free throw line last year at Arizona. Oh, brutal. All right, so fifth pick, Dante Exum goes to Utah. Yeah, I really liked this one. I think he's going to play well with Burke. I think it's good that Burke, you know, he has the ball in his hands a lot. He's turning out to be kind of more of a shooter, and then Exum can kind of slash and be all around. I like Smart a tiny bit more, who was pick six to the Celtics, because I agree with Slim. I think Smart's got a starting job. You know, Slim and I have talked a lot about how we both love Smart, but what do you think? How do you compare Exum to Smart heading into drafts next year?
I hate what it does to Alec Burks.
Yeah.
He's just not going to get his shot, is he?
No. No, it doesn't look like it. Doesn't. I mean, he'll still be the sixth man. There's points in that, right?
I like Alec Burks.
Yeah. Yeah. So draft day next year, or I guess this upcoming year, however you want to look at it, you need to fill a point guard spot, and Exum and Smart are on the board. Who are you taking?
Smart, definitely.
I'm taking Smart.
Not close.
I'm taking
Smart. I don't know if Exum is really ready yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much uncertainty. Say Exum just tears up preseason, and Smart is mediocre. I don't think that'd do enough for me either.
You know, the Sixers were actually thinking about taking Exum at three. I mean, there was a lot of talk about that, and, you know, you guys heard the buzz that he, I mean, it was smokescreen, but, I mean, the Cavs flew him in to throw everything out. I don't know, man. I think he's going to surprise people.
I kind of do, too. I think Exum might be a little underrated. I love Smart. I'd take Smart before Exum, too. But I think Exum's going to be a pretty interesting guy. So let's kind of quick fire a couple more here in a row. Julius Randle to the Lakers. I think this is kind of a Tristan Thompson board rebound guy. And that's Slim's favorite player. Isn't that right, Slim? Tristan Thompson is your favorite player.
He's my favorite to talk about, I guess. My favorite to hate on.
I mean, do you see anything different for Randle? I mean, he didn't get almost any blocks in Kentucky.
I think he's a little better than Tristan, like, offensively, but still. I won't draft him.
Yeah.
Not in fantasy.
I probably wouldn't either. But yeah, I mean,
I'm into it.
Yeah. You mentioned him earlier. What do you like about Randle that Slim and I are laughing about?
I feel like he's gonna be a double double guy. I just feel like he's a fit for the Lakers. I feel like he's just, you know, it's gonna be more of a blank palette kind of thing. And He'll just find his. He has a chance to find his game, I think.
You know, and I don't disagree. I said in my recap that I thought it was a great real life pick. I think he'll play well with Kobe. He sounds like a really smart, articulate guy. But I mean, I think he'll double double and do literally nothing else, and that's no fun for fantasy owners. But that's just me. All right, so Nick Stauskas to the Kings. Who else scratched their head and was like, huh? Because I did not think that was a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Bonlay on the board and a need at power forward, I didn't get that at all.
Jason Thompson must be doing something to make those Kings front office guys stick with them. I don't know what is going on there, but man, I thought that was an awful pick. I thought that might have been the worst pick of the draft.
Well, that makes me feel better.
That's true. I guess Sarek was pretty bad, too. But then the best pick of the draft. Everyone applaud Noah Vonleh to the Hornets. Oh, that is awesome. I was so hoping we didn't end up with McDermott, who screamed Adam Morrison to me. But I love Vonleh heading to the Hornets. Stretches the court. It's going to give Al Jefferson plenty of room. You know. Hopefully Cody Zeller won't cut into minutes. I think Zeller's a good bench center. But I think Vonleh could start pretty soon, especially if they let Mick Roberts walk. Am I crazy as a Hornets fan?
I love it, man. You're right on. Everything you wrote here is right on. He's going to jump right in there.
Skipping ahead to my at the bottom of the piece I put out this morning, I ranked the top 10 rookies for this fantasy season, which admittedly I didn't put too much thought into because it's kind of an arbitrary thing. But I put Vonleh number 4 behind Parker Wiggins and then Smart. I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to be underrated in drafts. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, as long as McBob doesn't resign.
Let's hope not.
All down to that.
I think Wiggins for next year actually could be further down there. I think he's a long-term project. Not long-term. I wouldn't say project, but I think his curve is going to be a little longer. I think
So, Pete, would you take Marcus Smart ahead of Wiggins, given equal needs?
It sounds nuts, but, I mean, there's...
Man.
For next year, I think... I just don't know what Wiggins is going to do next year. I think there's a lot of...
Wow.
Lot of expectations, man. I don't know.
And, I mean, a lot could change from this point on. I mean, Rondo could be traded or, you know, Boston can do a lot, but... I will say that I liked Marcus Smart, you know, 2 years ago, and I was hoping he'd go a little underrated in this class. And if you're already thinking Smart ahead of Wiggins and drafts, I'm not going to get him an REL. Am I slim? I'm not going to get Smart. Am I?
Yeah, it'll be close. I don't want to go much over 30, so yeah, it'll probably be pretty close.
I've got
25 to 30.
I think I've got like $40 for 5 spots, and it's gonna all go to Marcus Smart. Although I could get Vonleh, so I have to pick one or the other. It's gonna be like Sophie's choice. All right, moving on. Elfrid Payton to the Magic via the 76ers. Thoughts on him? I don't think he's that great. I don't know.
He rose up real fast.
I know, yeah. A
couple days, people started going nuts, and they saw Payton and made Gary Payton comparisons. And, you know, I don't know much about him either. I can't argue with that for the Magic. But if you want to jump ahead, I think most people agree that the Sixers really took the Magic for a ride on that trade. I mean, they got Saric, and they got the Bynum pick they lost. You know, as a first rounder, and then they got another second rounder. I think they did all right there.
Yeah. So we'll hop ahead to 12 real quick. You know, who they traded for Payton was Saric. I mean, is there any way, even in REO, you'd draft him in a dynasty format?
Saric?
Yeah.
No, but I will say that there's word that he might actually even come back in a year instead of two.
Wasn't there, like, a contractual thing that he had to stay 2 years in Turkey or wherever?
I'd have to look that up, but he did say, apparently he didn't close the door on it. So I don't know if there's a way, I mean, maybe you know, Sam Hinkie can somehow get him out of there.
And sandwiched between those guys, Doug McDermott to the Bulls. I don't know. I think he's going to hit some shots, hit a couple threes, and be really, really boring. But that's just me. Slim, what do you think about McDermott? Because I feel like we could laugh at this guy a lot.
Yeah, I think so. But Denver, you know, picking up him and then getting the 16 and 19 for it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was a great trade.
So we'll hop into what Denver did then. Yeah, Denver picking up Gary Harris at 19.
Oh, that's painful.
What? I thought that was, and I mean, everyone's calling it the steal of the draft. I'm kind of hopping in on that too. Slim and I, we talked before when we did our mock draft last month that we thought he was going to 10 to Philly. But Philly wanted the Saric experiment. So what do you guys think about Gary Harris? Because I definitely put him in my top 10 rookies for next year. I think he's going to play right away. Yeah, he'll be kind of a Thragnoff, but he's going to get some steals too. Do you guys both like Gary Harris?
Yeah, I see Rudy Gay a little bit there.
Interesting.
He's a little short, a little undersized, but
yeah.
And a Aflalo kind of messes up playing time, I guess, but yeah, I mean, in the dynasty, I really like him. I'll be all over him in REL.
Yeah, so do you think they could start a Lawson, Harris, a Aflalo, 1, 2, 3? Don't they still have Foy there, or is Foy walking?
I think he was unrestricted. I'd have to look it up. But
yeah, I think he was too. Plus, Randy Foy's terrible. I just don't like Randy Foy that much. All right, so back rapid fire, a couple picks here. Zach LaVine dropping an F-bomb right after he's picked by Minnesota. A project player, right? Not anywhere near.
Yeah, horrible pick.
Yeah, I thought he was going to the Jazz at like 22, and on big boards it had LaVine in like the second round at the beginning of, when the draft order got announced, and I thought I was reaching to get him at 22 because I figured Utah could sit on him. But apparently he impressed people, even though he's dropping F-bombs on national TV. All right, so we little tech issues. We lost Pat there. Pete and I are going to finish up the rest of this first round here. TJ Warren to the Suns. Good mid-range shooter. Are you that interested?
He's big. I mean, he's like 7 feet tall. That has, can't block a shot on that dude.
He killed the ACC, but I don't know. It's just he was hitting only twos. I don't know. Well, if PJ Tucker walks and he starts at the three, maybe it'll be a little interesting. But
yeah, look at the system too. I mean, the Suns are gonna run and gun, and if he can score and they score, he'll get points. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm only lukewarm at best there. But a guy I really do like is Adrian Payne going to the Hawks. Fits a need. NBA-ready backup to Horford and Millsap. All those old vets that were playing at center behind him. Well, Antich isn't really an NBA vet, but he's a little older. I think Payne's going to get playing time. He's going to get boards. He's going to hit out-of-position threes, get a block here and there. I really like Payne. What do you think about him there?
Yeah, I think he's got plenty of room on that bench. Horford and Millsap get hurt every year.
Yeah,
so there'll be a little stretch where he gets some time anyway. So yeah, I think that's a good fit.
Quick rapid fire: Nurkic, is it Jusuf Nurkic? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but he goes to the Nuggets. He's kind of a project behind Mozgov and McGee, and now they have a ton of centers. So.
Yeah, a million Croatians drafted.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. James Young to the Celtics is a little interesting. Makes Jeff Green pretty expendable, and I think everyone in Boston wants to get rid of Jeff Green. I think Young could be interesting this year. It kind of depends on what the offseason brings. But
I think Jalen Rose compared him to James Posey, so I don't know. I don't know if that's I think that's who it was. I'm not sure.
I'm not quite sure if that's a good or bad thing.
I'd say not good.
So, yeah, a lot to see there. I mean, he's young, so that'll be interesting. Tyler Ennis from Syracuse going to Phoenix, gets to stay in orange whenever they're in their orange jerseys. Back up behind Bledsoe and Dragic. Bledsoe's in the last year of his deal and is unhealthy a lot, so that kind of makes sense. I don't really see much for him fantasy-wise, though, this year, do you?
No.
All right, 19 was Harris. We already talked about him. Did you see the 20-pick Bruce Caboclo? I don't know. I've literally never heard of this guy.
Nah, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people just getting grab-bagged here, but you never know, man. Yeah. I mean, Brazil, I mean, they got...
I have a theory that the Raptors front office, I don't know, Bruno somehow... you know, weaseled his way into some front pitch seats to the World Cup. And they were down visiting him in Brazil, scouting him, and they got him some good tickets. They told him they'd pick him there. So
I think as you get to the end of the first round, you know, I think people are saying the second round has as many first round picks. I mean, I think there could be some exciting guys in there. I don't want to get too far ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just going to quick fire a couple things. Stop me if you think anything's different or interesting. Mitch McGarry, big man depth behind the Thunder. 22, Jordan Adams. Slim and I both like Jordan Adams, but he's going to be a bench guy for the Grizzlies. Ronnie Hood to the Jazz. You know, he's going to hit some trays, but probably coming off the bench. Any of those guys interest you at all?
Yeah, I mean, Hood, they're really loaded in the backcourt. You know, if they're going to keep him around, some shoe's going to have to drop, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Gordon Hayward might not stay past this year or even past that or before that, you know. So, I don't know. I don't think he's a great player. He's just a role player. Nice. The big one down here was Shabazz Napier going to Miami, traded from Charlotte. LeBron loves Shabazz. Shabazz loves LeBron. They're making out on South Beach, and who cares about titles anymore?
Do you feel like your Hornets were strong-armed into doing that? I just have a feeling.
Maybe. I think the Hornets wanted PJ Harrison anyway, and were like, let's try to sneak a second-round pick from Miami for it.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Napier if he gets the starting job? You know, Chalmers is a free agent. They want to ship out Cole. What do you think Napier could do?
I almost feel like if he's not in that big three maelstrom, I almost feel like he'll do better if not. I just feel like a Chalmers kind of flop. I don't know, man. That's a lot of pressure for a rookie.
Yeah, I think his only appeal is that I think he averaged something about 2 steals a game his senior year. I think he could work his way into some steals, but
fantasy wise, you got to take the risk. If the Miami, you know, the big three or some new,
like, where would you take him? Probably like late round though.
Yeah, I'd take a flyer on him. Not as a fantasy player.
Yeah,
risk.
I could see that. Clint Capella to the Rockets, that's just depth. PJ Harrison, I think he'll hit some threes for the Hornets. I really think he could push Gerald Henderson for the starting two job.
Oh, yeah, he's pushable.
As early as this year. Yeah, he's very pushable. He's also very bald.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see on Twitter all the people? So 27 is Bogdan Bogdanovic, and everyone was tweeting, I wish my name was first name and then first name again with Ovich at the end of it. And I was like, oh my God, you're so clever, people.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I wish my name was JBJBovich.
Well, I mean, Twitter was a nightmare all night. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Embiid reaction tweets. Saying
yeah, I saw those.
You know that was actually a tape delay.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he wasn't there. Of course it was a tape. Like,
Yeah, so he was actually happy. So let's...
People are the worst. All right, so rounding out the end of the first round, CJ Wilcox to the Clippers. You know, he put up some good lines at Washington, but he's going to be a bench player.
Yeah.
Josh Huestis? I don't really know much about that dude from Stanford to the Thunder.
OKC can draft.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take him a while before he gets a lot of playing time, though.
Yeah.
But who I wanted to talk about, Mr. Irrelevant of the first round, Kyle Anderson from UCLA to the Spurs. You know, there's flip sides to the optimist coin here. The stats were awesome, but he needed a little refinement. But then the flip side of that is he's going to the Spurs, which are I'm pretty inarguably the best team in the league. Front office.
He's slow though. But they say he's like a Boris Diaw replacement. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, his line his last year at UCLA this past season, 14 points, 8.8 boards, 6.5 assists, 1.8 steals, and 0.8 blocks, plus almost a three a game. I mean, his stats were ridiculous in the Pac-12.
Maybe he has like that Andre Miller motor where he can, doesn't really matter, if it's like a change up to his change up, he has slow and slower, you can really beat some people out. Yeah, he looks like a special player.
Yeah, I think he could be really good. I don't think it's anything that's going to impact fantasy too much this year. I think he'll run into some good games because of the Pop's rotations and people getting benched and all that stuff. But he's a guy definitely to keep on your radar. I don't know if you have the second round open in front of you, but off the top of your head, do you have any second rounders that were interesting to you?
I do have it open, and I was thinking about it. I did watch because I at least wanted some kind of who's going to play for the Sixers next year because, nobody in the first round will. So, yeah, Knicks, if Carmelo leaves, Anthony Early's going to be
big. Yeah, that's the big one.
He's going to be, if you got to draft him in fantasy if Carmelo's gone for sure.
I agree.
Glenn Robinson could be a Dragunov guy.
Yeah, he could be interesting. I mean, Shabazz Muhammad's still there. I almost said Shabazz Napier again. I don't know. I feel like they have a bunch of wings here. Corey Brewer's still there. I think it'd take him some time, but that's just my opinion. I haven't been huge on him.
And I will admit my only shout out of the night, my only exultation was when the Sixers rescued Pierre Jackson from the D League.
I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah, baby.
Trade the Pelicans for him. You think he makes the team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think he's the new Tony Roten. I think he
really.
Yeah, and I think the Sixers will once again be that team where you can sort of, pick some dudes like that cheap later. I mean, they're going to just be this sort of trash heap of, it's like a bargain bin,
I hear you. The two names that stuck out for me, which is funny, because you didn't mention them, are both the 76ers guys. KJ McDaniels. I remember watching him at Clemson, real athletic, can get blocks for a guy that plays the three. Were you excited when McDaniels got there?
I like the pick. I mean, I'm not excited, but I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be a good defensive player.
Mm-hmm. And then the other was Jeremy Grant from Syracuse. Still a little bit of a project, but I actually had him going in the first round, late first round. In our
he does
talk.
Look good, man. And what about his family? Like his whole family?
Yeah.
In the NBA.
And like his, I forget exactly his agent is BJ Armstrong, I think, who played with Horace Grant, what does Horace Grant do for Philly right now?
I don't know. I didn't know he was there.
And
but
it was some weird, father's brother's former roommate,
I think Dave Corzine is his trainer. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I could see him.
That might be back too far.
That was over my head. Speaking of my head, did you see my head shave thing for RCL? Shaving in the RCL winner in my head?
No, man, that's awesome.
You'll have to watch that. It came out a little funky. The guy got a little too artsy with it. But it was a good time. Congratulations, Heis, Greg Kite. And I appreciate you guys sitting with us for our first podcast. Had a couple tech issues, and it's our first time doing this. So, you know, give us a little patience. We'll get better. We're excited to do more NBA podcasts. We'll do one, you know, in a few weeks when free agency kind of wears on. And we'll keep doing them through then. And we're hoping to do the big announcements. We're hoping to do these daily when the regular season starts. You know, that'd be a lot of fun for us. We'll take a big effort. So hopefully be cheering us on if you want to hear us daily when 2014-15 starts. And hope everyone enjoyed who their teams got and drafts. This is JV. Thanks for joining me, Pete.
All right, man. Peace out.
Take it easy. Have a good day at work whilst I sleep. All right, peace.